You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on You Better You Bet from BetQL.
Bring it up, Rick. Final hour. Power hour. You better, you bet on the BetQL Network on a magnificent May Monday. Show's been a blast today. Flown by. Loved it.
A lot of hockey talk. Been good on the hockey.
And like it's been awesome, though. Like, I didn't feel like for 1 second like the conversation was dragging or we were like trying to get it to the end of the segment.
We talked about award markets in three different sports, and we talked about like seven different awards markets, I think.
It's all been awesome.
Yeah. I love award markets, if you couldn't tell.
Are the Edmonton Oilers the official team of You Better You Bet?
Yeah, it's probably one of the few things everyone on the show agrees on, right? From a betting standpoint.
Bill likes Calgary.
Does he? Did we miss that?
Bill has Calgary to win the cup, right?
Bill, do you have Calgary to win the cup?
I did have Calgary to win the cup. Was not expecting Connor McDavid to go full Connor McDavid in the playoffs. Just kind of thought that he was more the regular season player, wouldn't be able to bring this high scoring style to the playoffs. You know, like Florida. Florida is a team that plays the way Connor McDavid does. They're about to get swept. I kind of just thought you needed more of the two-way game, like the way Calgary played defense, like their goaltending. Hasn't been there. Right now, I'm just really looking forward to Edmonton, Colorado.
So Edmonton's the official team, then?
I'm very
nervous. And McDavid's the official player?
Oh, definitely.
Well, you like Shesterkin, obviously he's your goalie of your team.
Yeah, but... you know what? Money over everything else. Money over fans.
You would push Shesterkin in front of a subway car if Connor McDavid
for Edmonton to win the cup. Right? Yes, I want Edmonton to win the Stanley Cup. Yes, okay. Absolutely. No, I'm very nervous.
Go Edmonton.
For tomorrow
team of
the
team of our show. Yeah.
So tomorrow night, I'm off the show tomorrow. Picking a wedding. As I think I've said this before, like no one does stuff on the weekends because, like you know, like they're booked if they're playing. Like
right.
Venues are hosting weddings. So we have to do all our stuff during the week. So going to see weddings, try to pick the band for our wedding tomorrow. And then it's my sister's birthday on Wednesday. So we're going to go see her afterwards, drop off a gift, say hi, see my nieces. So I don't think I'm going to be home at when the first wave of games starts tomorrow, but I'll probably be home for the second half of those games, the early window tomorrow. I am already nervous for Edmonton-Calgary game four. I feel like this is like the Super Bowl coming up tomorrow night. And every game that Edmonton plays moving forward is like the Super Bowl. It's pretty awesome.
Wait for game one against Colorado. I mean, I just like that series. Like,
we need
I
St.
am
Louis
more excited
to beat
about
Colorado.
That series.
That's what we need.
Well, we need it betting wise. We desperately need it. Like hype drama wise. Like we want Colorado to win because we want our team to be the one that takes them down.
Yeah.
Like, from a drama standpoint. Like it's good for the show if that happens.
So the most dramatic Edmonton path is Colorado Tampa.
Yeah.
Well, Rangers Edmonton, has Tampa, more juice, but because it's New York, but like Edmonton, Tampa, like to slay the dragon.
Yeah. And Edmonton,
like Tampa,
Tampa
trying to become
just,
a
like,
modern
win.
Day dynasty, trying to slay like an old dynasty.
an up-and-coming, like, future dynasty leader, basically. You know, it's just the next. This has so much more juice than the NBA. I'm just going to be honest. Now, I don't mean among everybody. I just mean me thinking about these sports. I'm just like, I don't like how we've gotten, like, I don't like where we've gone NBA this year. I'm just like not, I'm just not really that in. Just going to be honest.
Is it the worst postseason and how long?
I mean, like, when was the last, like, when was the last finals that I'll be as little, like, as less interested in?
Were you into Cavs Warriors 4?
Yeah, every episode of that is like meaningful, like, feels like it has a lot of meaning. The Warriors just getting another one is like that'll be the sell. Like, oh, like, there's, I even saw, I think Ramona Shelburne for ESPN wrote a piece like, well, they called this 2-year period a hiatus. So, like, did they really ever leave? Like, it's still going. God. And I'm just like, not really in on that. And they're definitely better than whoever they're going to play from the opposite side. Celtics, if everyone's healthy, would be like really interesting. But even that, it's like, I don't know. It just feels like, I know the stakes aren't low because the Celtics haven't won one with this group. The Heat with this group obviously haven't won. And they went to the finals in the bubble. Warriors looking for like the exclamation point on this group of players. I hate all those storylines. Like, I'm not interested in any of those storylines at all from like a really a historical standpoint. Like 10 years from now, 20 years from now, will I care remotely that this finals happened? No, I will not care that this happened unless there is a crazy star turn from one of like Tatum or Jimmy Butler in the next 5 to 6 years, basically. Like, I would just, that's the only thing I could see coming. Tatum's more likely.
The Eastern Conference seeding screwed everything up.
Well, the Middleton injury screwed everything up.
That is true. But then, like, we'd have, like, Milwaukee, Miami, though. I guess Milwaukee, Golden State would be really
Awesome. But Milwaukee, Golden State is, like, a really good, that's, like, a, that's kind of legendary.
Juice. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. It's just, that's kind of where we are. And sometimes you get seasons like that. That's fine. Like, we've gotten seasons like
that
before.
What about Edmonton versus Golden State?
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Curry versus McDavid? That's like, do you remember when I was at ESPN, there was an employee who was not particularly good at his job who suggested, I always feel like almost half as a joke. I feel like this guy was like kind of in the bag most of the time anyway, but suggested
meaning drunk.
Just like out of it would be the right way to put it. I think alcohol was maybe the perfect, just like a weird guy too.
Okay. And suggested,
suggested a frame. I don't know, but just acted like he was suggested a franchise element for the summer. Cause sports always slow down during the summer, right? Across ESPN platforms.
Okay. So this better be a hell of a suggestion.
Suggested this was like mid 2000s. And sent this note to like everybody, like, I have this idea for this segment that you'll remember, maybe you'll remember, called Who's Now? Do you remember this?
It sounds
this,
like something stupid that ESPN on? Did, like an up and comer, yes. Who's the time is now, right?
So it's Who's Now? And it was basically like, it's I swear to God, it might have been like the intersection of sports and pop culture might have been the sell of it, basically. And it's literally like what athlete is like the most, like there's like a competition to determine which athlete is like the most now.
I hate stuff like this.
If Jesse is listening, he will definitely remember this and who thought of it.
Jesse, our executive producer of who worked with Penn at ESPN. Like I love Scott Van Pelt. I like some stuff ESPN does. Like SportsCenter is still pretty good.
I have to look up the tagline. I think it's a bracket style competition to determine something.
And they did it?
I'm looking it up. Oh yeah. So the best part is, so this guy who like, anybody who ever worked with this guy was just like, oh man, like I'm working with this guy tonight. Or like, it just was not, it was never good.
Is this Jimmy Shapiro or something? Like who is this?
That would be very funny. It's like, and that guy grew up to be, right.
It's Bob Iger.
Right. Exactly. They sent this idea and it was after the fact we figured out what the inspiration was from. Yeah, this was like ESPN's summer big thing. They had T.I. record a song just for this.
Dude, I have to stop. Like, I like some stuff ESPN does. I hate ESPN. I do. I hate stuff like this more than I can possibly put into words. Who's now?
T.I. had a song, I believe, so correct me if I'm wrong, T.I. had a song called Big Things Poppin', right? That was the name of the T.I. song
too. It was Big Things Poppin' and Lil Bleep Stoppin'.
So I swear to God, this is true. He re-recorded that song. I swear to God, it was Big Things Poppin', Sports Center Stoppin'. God, I swear to God, that happened.
Just kill me. I wonder how much money T.I. got for that.
Yes, I would also like to know. So I'm trying to find the T.I. song. Who's now?
How about this?
Scott, Bill found a link to it.
Who's now? If you Google ESPN Who's Now, there's the link I sent you, then like two sublinks, and the second actual return is a headline that says ESPN reaches new low with Who's Now.
Who's Now? It's like Who's that awful now? ESPN app commercial where they somehow find a way to rhyme Vinicius Jr. from Real Madrid. Like that should be the new feature on like the ESPN app commercial is Who's Now? Like a new Who's Now.
I have the Wikipedia entry for Who's Now. It was buried in a SportsCenter segment. Wikipedia. Would you like me to read it?
Yeah. And then I want to vote on Who's Now.
Who's Now was a daily series that aired throughout July 2007. So
this sounds like an Impractical Joker skit where like they're doing this to mess with people. Like it's not real.
Who's Now? In which fans and ESPN.com users helped SportsCenter determine the ultimate sports star by considering both on-field success and off-field buzz.
God, very important just to consider the buzz.
Yep. Based on fan nominations, ESPN research, as if it was like that makes it official. Like it's like that insurance company that has the answers to the trivia questions, selected the 32 finalists who then squared off in a single elimination bracket. This is very exciting. The segments began airing on July 1st, 2007. Unfortunately, they didn't stop on July 1st, 2007, concluding it went for a month and 4 days. July 1, 2007, August 5th, 2007. Tiger Woods was selected as the winner of Who's Now, receiving 65% of the votes. LeBron was the runner-up. The song Big Things Poppin' by T.I. was used as the theme song.
What year is this? Tiger and LeBron 1 and 2.
Honestly, we're like, if you had it now, it would really like...
Who's now for you? Ken, who's now?
Who's now?
Yeah. Connor McDavid, obviously.
Well, he's like a number. Well, yeah, but he wouldn't. Would he even be part of the ESPN Research 32 people?
No,
like, he'd be like a first round bow out.
Yeah,
he would lose to like.
They would have to put him like, in just to like have a hockey person in. Have a hockey.
He player. Would lose to like Jason Tatum or something, or he would lose to like Damian Lillard.
And I'm telling you like, something that like you are so spot on with that it makes me want to break something.
Right. He would. Who is the fringiest NBA superstar? It would be like
Lillard's
Connor McDavid.
One.
Connor McDavid or Trey Devin
Young.
Booker?
Trey Young
is perfect. Perfect.
Who's now? Why
we have to consider the off-field buzz?
You gotta like, listen, I would like to have one billionth of the success of my career like ESPN, the entity, has had. Why can't ESPN just do sports?
Well, like, I think the problem is not only do they not do sports, but like, I think we all. They go in a lot of different directions. Like, it's not like they're not just not doing sports to do Who's Now. They do a lot of different things.
It's a wide
so that's a tough question to answer.
Who's yeah. Now?
Who's Now? You got to consider both the on-field performance and two criteria. This is very important. And the off-field buzz, a big part of it. Big part of it. Yeah.
Who's now?
Well, am I answering this like I'm running Who's Now in?
Yeah, this is like this is like whatever stupid way this is like figured out. Who's Now?
Bill. the answer's in our chat. Mito Pereira. Who's Now? Who's regretting taking a driver out on 18? And that's Mito Pereira. That's that. Sports Center popping. Golf balls popping in the water.
Who's Now?
Right. Who would actually win like a 2022 edition of Who's Now? Like
snarky jokes aside, like who would actually win? Because there are a lot of snarky jokes to be made, and many of them are funny, and not all of them are like necessarily appropriate. So I think who's now?
Like Burrow?
Maybe.
Not like Mahomes anymore. He's like jumped the shark a little bit, right?
Giannis.
Well, I don't know. Like, if it's LeBron, Tiger in the original one, then Mahomes is probably, like, going to make it really far.
Mahomes is now.
Is Brady still now?
I don't think Brady can be now anymore.
I'm imagining a talk show on ESPN where the bottom line is Brady still now?
No, is Brady now?
Is Brady now? And be like, I think there's a typo on the
now,
screen.
Brady or yeah. Rodgers?
Who's more now? It's an old-fashioned now off.
And the best part is, like, there's a non-zero chance that ESPN actually runs that. It's like, this just in with Max Kellerman. Like, who's right. More now?
Who's more now? Tom Brady? Patrick Mahomes? Well, like, are they playing? Yeah, but who's more now? That's
who's
what I want
more
to know.
Now? Colin Morikawa or Carlos Alcaraz?
Yeah, is there... Like, I mean, is there even a golfer that would be in Who's Now right now?
Scheffler?
Yeah, probably, if it was anybody. Scheffler or more, like, not Morikawa anymore, because Scheffler won the Masters. Yeah, but he'd be out in the... Willie Z, right? So if you could make a 5-foot putt, he'd definitely be in Who's Now. Probably no golfers. Tennis is tough, because all those guys are getting...
Alcaraz
really
is now.
Nah, he's like Next, which was another ESPN franchise. That was ESPN the magazine.
So yeah, we want to draw a line between Now and Next.
Before you can be Now, you have to be Next.
Okay, yeah. You know what? And the natural progression does make sense.
It's... like...
Oh, Max Verstappen is definitely now.
Oh, yeah. Well, like anything F1. And ESPN would just jam F1 into Who's Now.
Oh, yeah.
There'd be all the drivers.
Like, you'd have some guy on SportsCenter being like, Charles Leclerc.
Charles Leclerc is now.
I was watching sports like this, and like someone, it was like a really, like a name that everyone knows and was completely butchered. Like, person's obviously never heard this person's name pronounced before. I forget who it was.
Lewis Charles Hamilton. Leclerc. Like, wait, what?
Charles Leclerc. I guess we'll give some bets out on the other side here in the Power Hour.